for a brief recap on what 8 featured firms are doing on Open Farm Day. Your first firm is Mill Acre Farm.
Well, we actually have a barbecue.
Oh, really?
And so we use the opportunity to showcase our products. Mm-hmm. We do charge for it, mm-hmm. but it's not a great deal. Mm-hmm. And so we have the barbecues fired up all day.
Oh, excellent.
And we try to put something new in each year.
Oh, okay. So a surprise. Cool.
Yes.
Excellent.
And a local bakery, the Falmouth Fruit and Vegetable Market, mm-hmm. Falmouth, they bake us pies. So
oh.
that's part of the meal. If you'd like to have a pie, and we get lots of different kinds of pies that are yummy. We take people on hay rides. We take them through our property so that they can see the fields and what we're growing. Mm-hmm. And we take them through the barns so that they can see how the animals are grown.
Oh, that's great.
We take them through the plant as well so that they can
see the process. So,
yeah. No, we don't show them the actual process.
Oh, yeah. Well, I meant just see what the equipment you have.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. And so we get about 150 people each mm-hmm. farm day.
Excellent.
And it's nice. We find some new customers that way. They mm-hmm. like our product and mm-hmm. come back. And
excellent.
Your next farm are the good people at Gates U-Pick.
We found with Open Farm, U-Pickers, when they're coming out, you want to be able to greet them, explain what you offer. There's free washrooms, free picnic areas, free wagon rides. Most people will come in, and even if they're just here for the experience, mm-hmm. some people are here, they'll buy apples when they're here or mm-hmm. whatever. So, yeah, it's more of a, you know, get to know who I am, get to know where we are. And
that's why we do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic. It's another avenue for marketing, and I think any marketing that, especially in the U-Pick business, any marketing that you do today that can help with your farming operation, it's a good thing.
Our next featured farmer is Lacadie Vineyards.
Okay, Open Farm Day for us is opening the farm, essentially. We're open always to the public 11 to 5 with our wine shop and tastings, but on Open Farm Day we do a little bit more than that. We have tours of the vineyard, so you can come see the organic vineyard and taste our wine, and hopefully leave with a memento, a beautiful bottle of our wine to have at home or a gift to friends. A lot of our bottles of bubbly are given as gifts.
Excellent.
That's what we have going. So perfect. Hopefully the weather is beautiful like it has been for the last couple of years.
Yes, it has been great.
This, and we hope to get a lot of people out.
Oh, I imagine so. Have you had a lot in past years? Or?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people come out in the past years. You know, there's, I guess last year would have been the first time, and this year another opportunity, but the Magic Winery Bus is operating in the Wolfville area.
Okay.
So you can, it's magical for a lot of reasons. It's a hop-on, hop-off, double-decker bus.
Really?
And
I wasn't aware of this. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you get picked up in Wolfville. So if you want to do your Open Farm Day adventure, you can get picked up at the Visitors Information Center in Wolfville. You have to pre-book your tickets, and there's a website for that. And it's hop-on, hop-off, 4 wineries in the area. I'm pretty sure all of them participate in Open Farm Day. I'm not quite sure, but you can get off and hop on every hour the bus comes by.
Very cool.
You can see the sights from the top of a double-decker bus, and the valley looks a lot different from up there.
I would imagine. It can't be
there. Very nice.
Next on to Cornect Family Farm.
We plan to be open from 12 to 4, and around 1:30, if the weather cooperates, we'd like to take a group of people down to a bee yard, actually go in a beehive, show them what's in a beehive, talk to them about bees, take them through our extracting house, show them the extracting barn, show them where we extract the honey, and then back up into the honey house where they can see where we pack the honey, they can taste products, have a glass of honey sweet and citrus lemonade.
Here we are with Ryan's Creek Vineyard and Winery.
It's well attended from the HRM, from the corridor, and from Truro.
Excellent.
We do a charity grape stomp. Yost Vineyards and Winery will be here selling product and sampling. There's bouncy houses for the kids. There's our annual, this will be our third annual pumpkin hunt for kids for prizes in our vineyard. And what else do we have? There's There'll be lamb and pork and beef on a bun. There'll be some honey producers here selling product. There'll be some farm ladies here selling, I think it's Countryside clothing. And it's a full day. And there will be horse and wagon rides. The wagon rides for sure. The horse rides are a little tentative, but we've had the horse rides for the last 2 years, and they have been a hit.
Next up is Stockdale Greenhouses Limited.
Well, we're really excited to participate in Open Farm Day this year. We love to share our passion for farming and good food with our friends and neighbors, and what better way to do that than opening our doors and allowing people to see the exciting things going on our farm. We're planning to have folks in between 1 and 5 on Sunday the 15th. We'll have our doors open there. There'll be some hands-on activities. I was a teacher in my past life, so there'll be lots of fun activities and lots of visuals, some videos of the different things we've done, and some of the cool science that we use. One of the things that we do is integrated pest management. We use biologicals. So basically that means we use good bugs to kill bad bugs in our greenhouse.
Wow.
To avoid using pesticides whenever possible. So we'll have some videos so you can see what those tiny little bugs are doing to keep the nasty stuff away from your food. And we'll also have some tours every half hour. I'll offer a tour. We'll walk through the greenhouse and you'll get to see some different things throughout our greenhouse. We've got cucumber plants that are about 6 or 7 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And actually, we measured today, our tomato plants are 29 feet tall right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So those are some cool things we'd love for people of all ages to come out and see. Get to see the growing medium that we use is coconut fiber, and it used to be something that they threw away, and now we're able to use that to grow our plants in. You'll get to see some Olympic athlete plants in our greenhouse. They're treated with special treatment. They're babied along the way for up to 12 months, some of our plants. So I would love for people to come out and take a look at that and learn about the science behind the food they're eating.
Continuing on with Sugar Moon Farm.
We're putting on offer what we always do for the public. We have guided tours of the maple operation, because although you only make maple syrup in the spring of the year, we give explanatory tours no matter what time of the year you visit us, as well as serving up our maple brunch. Pancakes are what we're known for.
Excellent.
And there'll be lots of blueberries on hand, so you can have blueberry pancakes as well.
And finally, Upbrook Farm and Harmony Woolen Mill.
Many, many things. So we're going to have dog trials, mm-hmm. and sheep shearing. We actually have another breed. We have Icelandics here as well. Mm-hmm. And so they need to be shorn twice a year. So it just kind of works out conveniently that Open Farm Day is in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be shorn. They have a much more valuable fleece,
mm-hmm.
Than the for hand spinners and that kind of
yeah.
thing. So there's dog trials, sheep shearing. There's going to be basket weaving, wreath making, spinning. There'll be tours of the mill, tours of the farm. You can see the animals. You can pick out a Christmas tree if you want and tag it and come and get it mm-hmm. in the fall. Mom and I will be around, and we're not doing all these events. We've recruited other people to come in because we find it's more interesting for people to talk and get hands-on with one-on-one.
Yeah.
So
tired to spread yourself that thin doing all these things. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Exactly. And our knitter is here, and she does thrum mittens, so okay. the ones with the wool inside them. And sometimes people find that challenging to do, so she'll answer any questions you have on that.
Oh, excellent. So the knitters can come and learn a few things as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And we'll have our items for sale if they're interested.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you on Open Farm Day.